AP Radio News.
I'm Ross Simpson. A disturbing picture is emerging of the man authorities in Southwest Virginia say killed two former colleagues today as they interviewed a community leader live on the air. ABC News reports someone using the name of the black gunman sent the network a lengthy fax saying he was motivated by the shooting of nine members of a black church in Charleston, South Carolina.
Police identified the gunman as Vester Flanagan, who died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound hours after the shooting in Virginia. The 23-page fax says Flanagan suffered racial discrimination and decided to kill his former TV co-workers after the Charleston church shootings. The document says he bought a gun on June 19th, 2 days after authorities say Dylan Ruth killed nine people inside a black church in a racially motivated hate crime. The fax's author says what sent me over the top was the church shooting. He adds that Jehovah spoke to him, telling him to act. I'm Steve Coleman.
Virgil Barker, a childhood friend of Flanagan, is shocked.
I've known him from childhood. Of course I'm surprised.
The community leader who was shot early today is expected to survive. A police officer and two other people have been shot in Sunset, Louisiana. The officer is said to be responsive, but no details as to the extent of injuries to all of the victims. As Tropical Storm Erica moves across the eastern Caribbean, the chief forecaster at the National Hurricane Center in Miami says folks in Florida should pay attention to the storm's path.
Anywhere up from northern Florida all the way through the Keys right now has about a 20 to 30% chance of getting tropical storm force winds, and those likelihoods are roughly even no matter where you are along the coast. So we can't pick a point yet.
This is AP Radio News. A four-year investigation into Solyndra concludes that company officials misrepresented the facts when they tried to get a $535 million loan guarantee from the federal government.
The inspector general came out with a final report that laid most of the blame on Solyndra officials, that the actions of certain Solyndra officials, quote, were at best reckless and irresponsible, or at worst, an orchestrated effort to knowingly and intentionally deceive and mislead the Department of Energy.
AP correspondent Kevin Fraking reports the solar company was the first to get federal loan guarantees as part of President Obama's economic stimulus package. The IG's report did not identify by name any particular Solyndra leader. Hillary Rodham Clinton is shrugging off speculation that Vice President Joe Biden is about to join the race for the White House. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.